We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Second down and goal from there. Fakes the handoff to Ingram. Breeze looks left. Has man front pylon.
That is touchdown.
Caught Mike Thomas. What a grab at the front pylon. Michael Thomas goes low right at the pylon. And a big score for the Saints on their opening drive. 7 yards from Drew Brees.
The Big Z, Zach Streif with the call here at WWL. The Saints big, big winners yesterday. Mike Dettelier joins us right now, our WWL NFL and college football analyst. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tommy.
Mike, let's start with the most controversial part of the game. Cincinnati's second touchdown. Should they have gone for two?
Man, listen, yesterday they could have. That was nothing they could do right, Tommy. You know, you get in those type games, and once it starts, there's nothing you can do.
Katie, bar the door, huh?
It's beyond Katie, bar the door. And
Katie, leave the door open?
Yeah, something like that. I remember years and years ago, Hank Stram told me, you know, you get in a game like that, and you are a team like New Orleans, and you just wish you could bottle it and save it for another day. Mm-hmm. Because no matter what you do, it works. And played sports and covered sports or been part of the coaching scene, you understand that there are some days everything goes right. And there are days when nothing goes right. And for the Bengals, it was one of those days. They got caught and they got steamrolled yesterday.
I've seen a lot of weird things in the NFL, and we're going to get back to the Saints. I don't mean to dwell on this, but Cincinnati called a timeout with 3:26 left, and they were losing 51-14. Do you get that? I don't know. Seemed like everybody was ready to go home.
I got no clue other than he was maybe ordering supper and he was ready for somebody to get the takeout.
Did that jump out at you too?
You know, so you just sort of shake your head about, you know.
In those games, the referees, and you know this, they're very quick to wind the clock, very slow to stop it, and you don't see a lot of penalties either.
Yes. Right. They want to break out of there real quick,
yep,
real fast.
Tell me, I don't know, Mark Ingram seemed one of the most impressive, and it's hard to say most because everything was impressive. But on that first run he had to the corner, I thought it was Alvin Kamara at first.
You know, the thing with Mark, after missing four games, he got his sea legs under him, so to speak. Yeah, he got his football legs back. You can train all you want. You can't train to get hit and to play this game. It's not a switch you can flip on and off. So he finally got it back, and you saw, you know, him really make a big difference in this football game. And I just don't know what weapon you want to stop, because with Mark, with Alvin, you know, and you had Michael Thomas, and can you throw the football any better than what Drew Brees did? I mean, there's not enough to stop at this stage. But I'd be remiss not to say of how good their offensive line plays, because I really think that's where this is all sort of starting from. You see very little pressure around Drew. He gets rid of the football fast either way, but very little pressure, and their ability to make that key block or get to the second level to spring them. You saw a couple plays. Mm-hmm. One with Andres Pete spring loads of play with a key block. Josh Hill, the tight end, a couple of big blocks. So everything's working right now. Everything is working. You have a little concern about the injury to Teron Armstead, who left the game. And I guess we'll find out maybe I say, a little bit more about it today or by Wednesday. But, man, this team is cooking. And they've gotten everybody's attention when you look at, you know, and 45 points against the Rams, and then 51 up against Cincinnati. That you're really clicking the feels at this stage. 9 games into the season, you are just 1 point away from what you were scoring-wise from the 2009 season. I mean, that's how close it is.
Let me talk
points-wise.
Before we run out of time, let's talk about the defense.
Well, the defense gives up yardage, and at times they give up points. That's the NFL. There is no great defense. There is none in the NFL. But yesterday they played really well. I'm shocked that with the success they had early on with Joe Mixon, why Cincinnati pulled him from the lineup to play another running back. Man, I hear, well, they want Gio Bernard to get involved in the game. What? He can get involved in the game later on. That was the one thing they hung their hat on early, and then Marvin Lewis pulls him from the game to play someone else. But, again, they give up points, they bend, but they come up with some key plays, certainly pressure. They stopped the running game once Cincinnati decided not to play Joe Mixon, and you know, they made it happen. Everything worked yesterday. Everything, offense, defense, special teams, it all clicked at the highest level.
You probably watched the Eagles game last night. What'd you see? Did you?
I sure did.
I didn't. Tell me what they look like.
They're not the same team as a year ago. You in this league, you never stay the same. Either you get better or you get worse, and they got worse. You know, they're a Super Bowl championship team that, you know, there are bits and pieces taken away in free agency. The one thing I think offensively I see with them is they can't run the football. They lost LeGarrette Blount in free agency, and Jay Ajayi, their other running back, got hurt. And they're not the same team anymore because they used to pound you when they needed to. And Carson Wentz, who for 3 quarters of the season was playing at the highest level, he's not the same coming back from the knee injury this year. Defensively, their 2 of their 3 starting cornerbacks got hurt and didn't play, and then Ronald Darby, their top cornerback, got hurt during the game. So you got a football team now that's struggling. To get beat by the Cowboys the way they got beat last night was surprising because it happened in Philly. This didn't happen in Dallas. It happened in Philly. They come in limping next week into the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. They're not the same team, Tommy. Again, there is no carryover in this league.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate the time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.